of the Empower Me Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sam Bright, David Buck. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Jane Campion's The Power of the Dog is leading the way in Oscar nominations. Actors Tracy Ellis Ross and Leslie Jordan were among those announcing nominations for the 94th Annual Academy Awards this morning. Campion's competition in the Best Director category?
Kenneth Branagh, Belfast.
Ray Yusuke Hamaguchi, Drive My Car.
Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza. And Steven Spielberg, West Side Story.
The ongoing COVID pandemic has been devastating for many kids. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy made that statement in a Senate hearing on the mental health impacts of COVID on children and teenagers. Dr. Murthy noted that being a kid is hard enough and said COVID has prompted additional uncertainty along with a nagging sense of fear about the future. The parents of an alleged Michigan school shooter are facing a judge for the first time in a month. James and Jennifer Crumbly were both charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter shortly after their son Ethan Crumbly allegedly killed four students and injured several others at Oxford High School last year. The parents were in court for a preliminary exam where evidence and testimony came from witnesses. The Texas rabbi, who was taken hostage by a gunman last month, is urging Congress to allocate more funding to security programs.
Increasing funding for and making appropriate adjustments to the nonprofit security grant program. That would be an incredibly positive step.
Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker, who leads Congregation Beth Israel outside of Dallas, was one of several religious leaders to testify before Congress. The hearing comes as the Department of Homeland Security issued another national terror alert bulletin warning Americans of possible copycat attacks. The Senate Majority Leader intends to have the three-week spending bill headed to the House floor today, taken up quickly and in time before next week's deadline. February 18th is when the government runs out of money. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer said today he'd like to speed up the process to avoid what he called a pointless and costly government shutdown. He said he was optimistic lawmakers on both sides would be able to reach an agreement on a bigger spending bill by March 11th. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Bill Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers. High temperatures around 49, 50 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with the light rain hanging around. Low temperatures dropping down about 42. For Wednesday and the rest of the week, partly to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures in the low 50s and mostly cloudy skies in the evenings. Low temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so thrilled. I don't even know what's going on with the lighting here, and now my hair is looking like, what has it got going on here? I apologize for all of you. I have been working remotely, as so many of you have, and I get to work from my beautiful place here and back in the studio. We are in the middle of development and launching, and I will say this. Everything that I need to do and all the conversations I need to have are here. So it's almost easier for everybody to decide, where do I want to work from? How's it going to make life easier for me? And once we can do that, once we can answer the question, even in the middle of a struggle or even in the middle of whatever you want to call it, the question will remain, how do I get through it with ease and grace? How do I protect my peace? How do I, today, 2022, it's an engagement of new energy. You've heard us talk about it. And I realized that today as I just got off a call right before the show. My very special guests today are Pam Bright and David Buck, and you know who they are. And I couldn't think of better people to join me today to talk about new energy. And you know what's so funny about this is Amy Zerner just sent me like 5 different astrology charts. Mm-hmm. And they send me all the charts, but I don't have my meeting. So here's my question for all of you. Do I look at them or do I wait for the meeting? What is the energy? Is the energy of anticipation and abundance and yippee-skippy? Or are we creeping fear and doubt, which has so infiltrated our field in the past couple of years? Well, I'm a quadruple Sagittarian, and I'm going to tell you right now, like later on today, I'm looking at them. Today's show is about looking at what we can call in, how we can expand our engagement, and what does that look like? I know for me, I'm working from here today because I'm in conversation with 3 different teams of people orchestrating an energy to launch 6 different new things in April. Mm. Now, why here? Because if I'm not here, I'm in the studio and I'm walking into Jessica's room 500 times. I'm in there bugging Jacob and Kent and everybody else. And I am not getting done what I need to get done. Welcome to both of you. It's great to have you join me here today, both of you.
Thank you.
We are so happy to be here, Pat. Thank you for inviting us into your world.
And, you know, I had to, like, make an arrangement here. I'm still off-centered, but I don't care because I saw your beautiful artwork, as you always have. But I want to ask you about it because we both have artwork showing. Mm-hmm. And what I'm struck by is both of those backgrounds. I know yours is symbolic to you, and mine, believe it or not, is symbolic to me. You know, it's one thing to have art. But to have art with stories is beautiful. And I want to ask you both, as we take on this topic, by the way, which is a big topic, how do we bring in the symbolism, the energy, the ancient knowing to where we are today? Because, Pam, you're a multidimensional healer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a fabulous show, and David, my God, you as well. But you're both in the world of transformation. You're both in the world of helping others. And I know today you've got a bunch of questions for me. But what's most important, I want to set the stage for the power of the work that you both do.
Mm. Thank you.
What is the energy calling for you to say today in this show?
Really what's coming up for me is possibility and partnership. Those are 2 words that I took on, a long time ago, but really when I looked at the energy of 2022, those are the 2 words that came up the most strongly for me. And those are 2 words that I really want to hone in on in my life as an individual, as well as a business owner, and as a host of this wonderful show called the Empower Me Show on Transformation Talk Radio. What about for you?
I think what comes up for me is access points. And, you know, people enter the conversation of spirituality or transformation in many different ways. And artwork is one of those ways, because behind us is something that shows the interconnected nature. We believe everything is interconnected. And it's a great access point for people to go into a museum or to find a piece of art to put up on a wall that calls them forth and, you know, helps to reinforce their spiritual beliefs.
Yeah, I'm so honored to be here with you both today for a lot of reasons. But what you both just tapped into, and I can't wait till you know, we start to do Q&A here today. And Benny, we probably may skip the first break because we're going to get it rolling on here today. I shared a little bit I can't remember. I think it must have been Jacob or maybe even Olivia. I got everybody producing this show right now. It must have been yesterday because today's Tuesday. Had to be yesterday. What's happening? What's happening with time? Where did it go? I was trying to explain to Christine Clark, right? I said, you know, I know your model works. Her husband creates these beautiful katana swords, you know, the Japanese swords. Mm. He is a bladesmith. He is superior. And she uses the process in her coaching. So I said, you know, I think I'm in the bending stage where the steel bends. See, people don't know that about making a thing like this. You know, it shapes. You have to work it. And I said, you know, I can think about three different times in my life where I felt like this. Now, I don't want to keep talking because I want to hear from you two. But that's a big statement to say, isn't it? Three other times in my life that I felt like this.
Mm.
What's your sense of it?
Well, what comes up for me when you talked about that is that when we first started this Empower Me show, I talked in my very first episode, it was called The Butterfly, the whole butterfly journey.
Mm-hmm.
And what occurs to me is that is my life. We're talking about symbolism. And for me, it's very key to who I am. So many times in my life, I look at how many times have I been in the caterpillar stage where I'm really just beginning to start on my journey or a new lesson or a new theme. And then I go into this chrysalis where I really don't know some things that I'm learning yet. And it's time for me to be quiet and still and really inward. And then the journey of, okay, I have really, really absorbed everything that I need for this moment. Now I'm ready to be a little bit more transparent and show you who I am and what I've learned and what I'm ready to express now. So for me, that's what came up as you were talking about that. And when I'm in each of those places, I don't necessarily know I'm there. And that's the key, I think, to transformation is we don't necessarily know where we're at until after the fact, looking backwards.
Yeah.
And what comes up for me is that the lesson of the reed in the wind, you know, the way to survive in the wind is to be able to bend without breaking. And in these incredibly unpredictable times, with everything everywhere, it seems like we've never been more divided. So we have to learn to bend. I mean, I'm a planner. I make plans all the time. Some of them happen. The rest of the time, I have to go, okay, I've got to bend again now and come back around to that.
I want to add to that, too, because one of the treasures that I get to experience with this man right here is learning how to compromise and to bend. And I can tell you from experience in my life that was not something that was in my vocabulary, nor in my life. I knew nothing about compromise. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't understand it. I didn't even know it was part of a relationship until I met David. And he started using things like, you know, speaking about compromise and possibility and learning how to be moderation, you know, how do we embody that? So these tools of the trade are new to me, even as long as I've been in the world of transformation. It's so wonderful to be learning about new things.
Wow. I know. You're like listening. You're like, David's like, right? I mean, because we're both going like this, right? I'm trying to type a couple notes because, you know, what I love about what we're talking about is what I have a program that I've been part of for 30, I don't even know how many years now. And there's so much about the program I hated when I first joined the program, except one thing. And that were these things called promises. Mm-hmm. And I held on to them like a fly on flypaper. That's such a bad analogy. Don't email me on that. I'm a member of PETA. Sorry for the analogy. I'll say something else. But something's different.
Hmm.
David, I got to hear from you because I know when your head's going like this, I know you got something to say. Go ahead.
Well, when you say something is different, you're talking about in the world today, something is different, something has shifted and changed. If that's where you're getting at, I feel the same too. It's like we have a 17-year-old and, you know, to explain to her how to navigate, you know, the one class I think that all high schools could use is just a class called How to Deal. And then I realized the other day that's the entire high school experience. Mm-hmm. Is that it's building what you need to know on how to deal. And it's really hard right now with the pandemic and everything, all the unrest everywhere and all the divisions of everything. So we have to, I think, continue to bend. And it is shifting. It's an interesting, you know, I'm sure there's a great perspective on this is an exciting time to be alive, especially those who are spiritually awake and aware, mm-hmm. because we can, you know, as much as you believe in it, we can see what's coming in the future, see what we can prepare for. One of Pam's mentors connects to this energy and the spirit of beings that are on their way here, on an arrival trajectory, mm-hmm. to provide new experiences and new awarenesses. And if we can tap into that and suspend some of our disbelief about those things, because I think the veil is thin between the mm-hmm. physical world, and we're animated, we're talking, we have energy, we have spirit within us, and I think that's the first point of contact.
Well, I want to get to this next part of the conversation, which is about expanding. I start talking about it as an energy. But I know that you all have some questions about that for me. But this started about 2 years ago for us. Now, we've always had a game plan, a business plan, technology development to expand. Contrary to what broadcasts tell us to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not who we are. We're not one of the mega stations. We're independent. We're going to stay independent. We're not going to sell off stock and lose control of your voice and what you can and cannot say. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do something that will affect people. But the energy of expansion has not let go of any of at least myself, Linda, and Jessica. It just has not let go of us. And people ask me why. I don't have a good answer about that, except that this is my life's path. And if you need a bigger answer than that, go ask somebody else.
No. Yeah, that's your answer right there.
I get it totally.
And let's talk about engagement for you. Tell me about what engagement means for you, because I know both of you, and you shared it earlier, engagement right now is so important, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. I got pretty strong hit at the beginning of the year. This is why partnership is the word that I'm embracing this year, is that, you know, I lived a life many, many years ago of doing it alone. You know, that was my world. I didn't know a lot of people that thought in the ways that I thought, nor experienced expansion the way that I felt like I was expanding. And so I kept a lot of things to myself and felt like I was doing life alone in this spiritual world that was, it was like propelling me forward in ways that I didn't expect nor even know how to manage. And so I was used to doing life alone, and yet I knew there was a different way. I just didn't know how to get there. And so through the years, you know, I've learned how to accept support, which is a big key of what my mission is to share that with people and teach them how to accept support. And so this year, it really became apparent to me, it's time for us to stop doing life alone.
Oh, man, yeah.
It is time. We have been separated for so long and been isolated for so long that now it's not about, okay, I'm a solo entrepreneur who can only do business by myself in my own little bubble. No, you may have that too right now as a solo entrepreneur. And guess what? We don't have to do it alone. We can get together.
Yeah.
We can expand our horizons. We can share our resources.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's coming up for me. And I don't know what it's going to look like, and I don't really have a game plan. I just know that speaking out what my truth is where I stand.
Yeah, and I want to add something to that. This is a bigger statement, and it's just not this kind of a show, but we've been isolated since the agricultural revolution. Ironically, the human history, when we became coming, when we came together as tribes, together in one place, that's where division really began. That's where prejudice really began. That's where separation really began. That's where tyranny really began. All of those things, we can go on and on. But so we've been isolated so far before this pandemic.
Yeah.
And this pandemic provides an opportunity to kind of step back a little bit, look at that, consider who we're going to be in the matter of our own lives. And we are all in it together. You know, even if it seems like only half of us are on the same page, we're all human.
I love this. Let's get down on this because, look, I learned some family history not too long ago. And the dawn of our family history is that in the United States of America, those of us that are here living, we are a minority compared to our relatives in the Mediterranean and South America. I never knew I had relatives in South. I never knew that that was part of my lineage. My grandfather being the biggest secret. How do you keep a secret that your grandfather was born in Brazil and was a farmer? Well, thank you, Internet. Thank you. But let me ask you this question because we're right on the same page with you. I'm so that when I started this 20 years ago, and I was told by a major syndication company, we can't syndicate your show. You're not a broadcast person. You don't do it the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my very first year, I had partnered with four other independents. One of them is Sean's Network in Australia, who distributes your shows, our shows. That is a 20-year partnership.
Great.
That's beautiful.
That broadcasting people don't do. They don't do it. And I've watched Sean because in this industry, if you watch what he's doing with his network and has done over 20 years, it is the epitome of that. But what is it when we talk about partnerships? Because we've been doing it a long time. And when we come back from break, I'm just going to tell you, our entire infrastructure to move to the Transformation Network is all about partnership. Our membership is about partnership. Our summits we're going to hold is about partnership. But this is exciting because we can all contribute in the way that we contribute. So what does that mean for you guys? What does partnership mean to you?
Oh, well, I'll talk because...
Okay.
Years ago when I was in a relationship that this woman that I was in a relationship with was talking to me about partners, right? I'd never heard that term, partner, right? I knew girlfriend, I knew boyfriend. I knew husband, I knew wife. I didn't know partner. I had no clue what she was talking about, okay? This person taught me about partnership in a way, and, you know, this person was a business owner. This person was also my mate. This person was my friend. I learned about what that meant, and I fought it every step of the way, right? Years later, I meet this guy, and he, very first conversation we had, he asked me, did I have children and was I married? First question out of his mouth. I was like, okay, I'm not in a normal relationship here. Okay. So that put me on a whole new trajectory about what partnership was. And I could keep going on and on, but today he's my husband. He's my business partner. He's my friend. He's my partner.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't plan that, but you know what? Here we are.
I would say that the essence is contribution and compromise. That those two things really form partnership, because you need to be able to contribute into a partnership, and you need to be able to compromise some of what you think the way it's already going to go. And it's absolutely necessary. And the more people that can bend like the reed in the wind and compromise and yet make that whistling noise to contribute into the symphony of partnership, that's the melding, that's the mix. You know, it's there are a few people in the world who isolate themselves and live on a mountaintop. Most of us don't. And can it be too much? Yes. But it's so much usually the other way around. Like, we all need to contribute a little bit more and compromise a little bit more.
I love this. You know, I have to tell you something which was so enlightening. Could I ask you both about it for a minute? We can talk about it. I tell you what I want to do. I want to give a shout out to the LGBTQ plus community right
yes.
now. They rewrote the book
mm-hmm.
on the language around partner and partnership.
They really did. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And it started as a movement in that direction about 20 years ago, I would say. About 20 years ago. Maybe even longer. I can't recollect. And the reason I say that is because think about it. Think about our LGBTQ brothers, sisters, it, they, them, whatever that is, let's just talk and address and honor them for a minute.
Yes.
Because you want to feel invisible, right? You know, it's a different prejudice when you're invisible. It's different than versions of racism we have now, which, believe me, does exist. But invisibility in a world, if you put invisible and partnership in the same sentence, that is an oxymoron. That is like what? That's like, you know, that's like putting do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had to create that, but it was an energy, wasn't it?
It was.
Does that make sense to what I'm saying to you, Pam?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really does. It really does. So to give you an example of that, okay, I consciously went into a lesbian relationship. I'll just say that flat out, okay? I was not one of those that was born into it, okay? I consciously went into that not knowing whether I would stay or not, not knowing if it was something I wanted even. But I consciously went into that because there was something in me that said, if I'm going to choose this path, then I need to know it's right for me, okay? So I chose that, and what it did for my partner was it allowed her the freedom to break her own boundaries around being a secret.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I said, if we are going to be together, I'm going to hold your hand in public.
Yeah.
I'm going to kiss you in public. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let people know that you're my woman.
And...
And that was huge for her.
It's gigantic, but it was a total stripping away of the limitations of partner and partnerships and engagement, and
really
created
was
a paradigm out of love, right?
Yep.
That's why I'm excited about talking with you about today, because, you see, thereafter, a lot of other language tried to be generated, right? What do we call you? You're the spouse, you're a man. But it never altered the fact that in that environment, in those relationships, he is my partner. She is my partner. And that took on across the board in heterosexual relationships.
Yeah.
When we come back, the question is, how do we expand that engagement, partnership, energy out of love to what the message is of your show, to what we're doing, and to reach out to the very hearts of people that may feel invisible, may feel like they're drowning, may feel that they haven't been seen, may feel that they've been seen too much, but not in a good way. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, Olivia. And when we come back, more with Pam Bright. You're going to hear all about what they're doing. I'm going to give you lots of information to Pam and David. When we come back, we'll be right back, everybody.
Figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie, and me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com and also follow us on transformationtalkradio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
having so much fun. We're having so much fun. Pam Bright, David Buck. Look, before we get rolling again, because we get rolling, let's tell folks how they find out about each of you. How do they work with you? How do they listen to your show? It's time for you to tell all of us what you're doing to engage people. Tell us a little bit about that. How do they find you?
Okay, so my business name is Bright Butterfly Enterprises, and it's been around for a couple years now. I've been doing this kind of work. I realized this is an extension of my purpose. So I've been doing this work for 20, 30 years, something like that, in different forms. But now it's called Bright Butterfly Enterprises. If you go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com, you can find information about me and about my show, as well this show, the Empower Me show, as well as the services that I provide. Mm-hmm. David is kind of my sidekick when it comes to business. He really helps me stay on task with the development of the business. We do have a program that we created called Full Body Wellness System. Full Body System Wellness, which we created in 2020 because we needed to make some money. And I had retired from my massage therapy practice,
mm-hmm.
and I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm ready to move on. So there's a lot of things that you can engage with when it comes to working with me. And I'm really easy to work with. You can just get a hold of me on Bright Butterfly Enterprises page and say, hey, I don't know what I need from you, but I need something, and I'll get a hold of you and we'll start working together.
You can also email us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com, but there is a fullbodysystemwellness.com as well, where you can see an overview of the program. We're excited this year to be expanding that program. And just super quick, what we mean about that is that you've got a body system. Your body is a system of all the things that work together to keep you alive. And we're suggesting that the spirituality that surrounds you in different ways is another kind of system. So integrating all the systems that you work with in your circles, your social circles, and what you do in your life and how you embody your purpose, those are all systems. And if we bring them together, you live one life instead of 12.
So something else I want to add on with that is that the Full Body System Wellness Program originally started out as a 21-day program because we learned that 21 days is like the beginning of, if you want to build a new habit, mm-hmm. it takes about that time. 21 days, if you do it consistently over that amount of time, you have that habit ingrained. Then we realized, oh gosh, that's a lot of information to put into 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, we're going to take the 21 mm-hmm. days off. We're going to just have this program as is and sell it the way it is. And then my dear sweet husband said, no, it's much more than that. It's a bigger program. And I said, oh God, okay, what does that mean? So we now are creating the Butterfly Journey program,
oh, that's great.
Which
that's
is an perfect. Expanded version of that mm-hmm. you get to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, I love this because at the core of that is what you're doing is you're sharing your knowledge, your wisdom. You're helping other people. You're transferring that knowledge and wisdom to other people. And that is such a core element of partnering, partnership and engagement. You know, it really is the key because it talks about a beautiful level of humble, right, of humility, in sharing. And many people don't know this, but it's worth mentioning. I'm really shy.
Mm.
But when it comes to sharing and teaching and helping people, and that's what our new development is going to do so well, I get excited, right?
Mm-hmm.
I if you were to meet me, like, not on the show, like when I go to networking events, people walk up to me and say, what's wrong with you? You know, are you okay? Do you feel well? Do you sick? And I'm like, no, I'm great. And they said, well, you don't seem like yourself. What you're doing, this level of vulnerability to share and to bring people along with you, is honorable. And I don't know if our listeners know this, but it takes courage. It takes courage every time I decide, you know, somebody wants media coaching and I decide to coach them in depth. You know, there's a part of that that brings this humble, this aspect of humble vulnerability to the forefront. And I think that's what makes you both so very special and unique, that you're willing to share all that with people.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to share something about myself with that. Thank you. Because what people don't necessarily know about me is that I was incredibly shy as well for a very long time and really felt like I had nothing to contribute to the world. And so to be willing to step up and step out like this is a huge feat for me. And it does take courage. So those of you who are feeling like, oh God, I could never do that. Well, guess what? You can. And I will support you every step of the way because it takes something. I knew how much fear I held inside of me. And so I said, I'm not going to let this defeat me. I am absolutely committed to getting through this fear to the other side so that I can know what that is.
Yeah.
So I invite you into that world with me.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that why we're having this conversation today? To really talk about the possibilities that show up through partnership, through engagement. Mm-hmm. You know, I too have a rock in my life. Linda and I have been our lives. I mean, clearly the relationship we have is so soul driven. Mm. We've been together since 72. You know, she's watched me through every life altering, and my crazy, by the way. You know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, okay, this was not going on. but I really did have a lot of fun. It's so important to have a David, right? It's so important, you know, on a network, you know, we have a David and we have, you know, Jessica and Linda. We have these two ladies, right? Nothing gets done here without the three of us agreeing. And that's difficult between a triple Virgo, a double Libra, and a quadruple Sagittarian. Although I have a Capricorn, a lot of Capricorn. But the point is that we made a commitment to each other to be partners in this. What does it take to do that? What does it take to commit to partnership?
Well, I can tell you from me, I'm a Pisces. I don't put a lot of stock into astrological, criteria, but I feel like I'm always been two fish swimming in different directions. I used to be a DJ, which is a great career if you're an introvert or an extrovert. So I'm almost daily, I'm in conflict one way or the other. And I think the way through is, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to choose? And again, and we're so grateful that we are continuing with this show. There was a time that we weren't sure if we were going to be able to continue.
Yeah.
And we're glad we're still here and doing it because it's these habits that continue to replace things. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has a past. And you can get beyond that past by moving forward in another direction. I think that's what it really takes. It's a perseverance. It's a belief. It's a support system. So, and it's a Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Pam, thank you, David, for that, because now I know what you, Benny, and I have in common. The DJ thing. There you go. Forget about everything else that brings us together. That's the thing.
That's great.
Look, Pam, let me ask you this question, and I want to go back to this. In the time we have left, I just have to talk about what happens when you say yes to creating a business, a network, a platform, a vision, a dream that involves and engages other people. Because one of the things that I didn't share a lot about, and actually Jessica and I and Linda are going to do a whole show on this, because the shift has been so profoundly transformationally action-oriented now. So we did a lot of planning and left a lot of things up to programmers, and those are the people did it. Now it's different. Now I need to come out. Me, I'm starting to tremble just thinking about that. I need to come back out again. And what's happened since we put the energy out there, Pam, we've had people show up on our network, like Amber and Austin, who have said, we want to help you. We have a million followers and we want to help you. I mean, tell me from your perspective what happens when you come out, because sometimes people don't want to engage because they don't want to be the first one, right? But we cannot let the barriers of honoring ourselves, of thinking big, of picking up the phone and calling somebody and say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to start my nonprofit. I'm ready to expand the network. I'm ready to do this. What kind of financing do you have? I'm ready to do crowdfunding. Actually, this was my call with my financial guy. I'm ready. I've already taken action on this. Right. And then send a million text messages out to people. And Jane Forbes calls and says, call me. Let's do it. But you got to put yourself out there, Pam. Tell me about the energy of that for you, because you are doing the same thing.
Yeah. So what's happening for me, and this has happened before, I'm just feeling it again. Thank you for your willingness to bring me up to into the fire. Okay. Because when I'm in the fire, you can't sit still. I'm a fire walker. I can't sit still and expect to not get burned, okay? There might be some burning that happens. It's time. It's time for the old to burn away and the new to be created. And so what drives me is my absolute commitment to being on purpose. I must be on purpose. I must live out my mission that my soul came here to do. It is the driver in me that keeps me going and says, I must be accountable. I must be available. I am absolutely committed to my ordained minister status. I must be committed to being the owner of Bright Butterfly Enterprises. Must be committed to being the host of the Empower Me Show. I must be available to you, the listener.
Yeah, I want to say there's one thing that the pandemic, all the unrest in the world, all the things going on right now, doesn't change at all. It's the same choice that we've always had. What are you going to choose to do? I actually believe that what we say and what we do both matter, but here we are, you know, on a program speaking, but this is an action that we're taking. We're speaking out about what we believe in, that what you, the listener or watcher, can choose to do with your life. And I think that's the important thing. And it's a habit. It builds up. And this is one of the things that we do. The Empower Me Show really is about, well, what's going to empower you?
Yeah.
What's going to call you forth?
Yeah.
I love your show. And by the way, we should tell people that this is like, you guys do a live call-in thing. I mean, you engage the audience. This isn't just, you know, sometimes I do a lot of interviews. I don't open up the phone line. I have a show on Thursday night where that's what we do. But you from the get-go, have invited people and engaged people and are helping people in your show and doing amazing things in this live TV, live streaming TV venue. You did that from the get-go, though. I remember David working with you because, you know, David's like, we got to get the scene right. We got to. and it's beautiful, right? Because it's intentional action, isn't it? That's what you both are talking about. We cannot flounder now. I'm not saying that everybody has to go start a network. You know, some days for me, when I'm digging a dumpster because I don't have a home and I'm walking the alleys of New York City, my purpose was to find food and water, not even to get clean, not even to brush my teeth. Food, water, food, water. This is the time for people to rise up and do whatever that next indicated thing is, right? Don't you think?
Right.
That's the honoring that we're talking about, to meet people where they are, right, Pam, David?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I remember in 2020 when I consciously chose to not go back to the massage spa that I had been working at, even when they said, are you coming back? I said, no, I'm not coming back because I don't want to expose.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I said no. You said no. We.
And we didn't know if how this business was gonna go. We didn't know if we were gonna make money. We didn't know if we were gonna make an impact. We didn't know, but we said yes. And that's always my invitation: is are you willing to say yes to your life right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. God, this is such a great show and such a great lesson. You know, recently, I'm just going to share this because this is an indication of what we're talking about. My worst experience in living my life's path to do this happened early on. I think Benny may know it's 05 or 06. I can't remember. By the way, the show wasn't called The Dr. Pat Show. But I remember working with a couple of sponsors back then, and every day, they'd ask me for numbers. What are the numbers? What are the numbers? And then I found myself asking all the networks. I would call Eric or John Schwartz, and I'd say, do you have numbers? Do you have numbers? I mean, they have got a locator map. You want to know how many people KKNW reaches? Go look at the locator map. But every day, it was that. And it took my joy. It got me to the place where I became so focused on trying to give these people what they want until I realized one day I was never going to be able to do that because they didn't really want numbers from me. And I let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And recently we had a situation that was so bizarre. But here's what I learned from that. How many years ago, 18 year ago experience? We're very cautious about the information we give. If I mention a number on air, I will be able to show you a server report that has that number. We're not able to do it for all the individual shows at the moment. And by the way, there isn't a single person here that can even do it. Not a single network that can do it. They can't do it. They can tell you, yeah, these people downloaded your podcast. But they cannot tell you because they don't want to count how many of the 100 outlets we send you out to, how many of them are going on there. Here's what we do know, though. We're committed to telling the world about you. That's what I know. That commitment takes so many different forms beyond numbers. That's why we get calls from Dubai, the shows, right? I mean, this is why the last report I ran had something like 136 countries. But I only looked at it because somebody challenged the numbers with Jessica. We are here to do what you both started to talk about during the show right at the top. The reason you engaged us today is because you both are here to reach out and help people transform their lives. Isn't that why the three of us are here today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's
and,
all about.
And that's why we have Linda. Linda's the triple Virgo. So Linda, you know, she's right here making sure that in any new development, there's going to be a gazillion spreadsheets. Thank you for Linda. But that's not what gets me fired up. What gets me fired up is what you're both talking about today. This has been such an honor to chat with you. I want to ask you each this question. We've talked about a lot today, but I want to know what's in your heart. What's in your vision? What do you want everybody to know today about the energy you're bringing forth? David, you want to go first and then Pam, you?
Yeah.
Bring us home.
What occurs to me, what occurs to me is it's not the energy that we're bringing forth. Our entire show, all our programs is about what you are going to do. You on the other side of the camera, on the other side of the screen, on the other side of the radio, if you're listening, what are you going to do? Because you have a choice, and this is the choice that we keep making. So what is the choice you're going to keep making? That's what's in my heart.
And I just want to extend my absolute love for you. That's what I really, really want you to know.
Okay.
From the bottom of my heart, I love you. And I will support you from my depths from here forward. And I will stretch myself to meet you. I will be available to you in your hour of need, in your fear, in your terror, in your doubt, in your confusion, in your floundering, in your days when you say, I don't have a clue what I'm doing next. I will support you to be absolutely who you are in this moment.
I can't thank you both enough. Please, one more time, let folks know how they can reach you.
You can reach us at the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. You can go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com. You can go to fullbodysystemwellness.com. You've got a group on Facebook with Bright Butterfly Enterprises.
I do. I've got my Bright Butterfly Enterprises page on Facebook. You can also get Pamela Lynn Bright on my personal page. And, you know, any of you who really want to do a group coaching or healing session or sessions, let me know, please, because I'd love to do some groups with you. I just don't know who of you wants that. So I need to know that you want a group experience, and I'd love to honor you with that. So individually or group or on the Empower Me Show, I'd love to see you and hear from you.
And you can listen to our show or watch our show on Thursdays right here on the Transformation Talk Radio. Now.
Okay. I love it. And you know what? All of what we're doing and building out this year is to support you in connecting you with other people. That makes all of us here, that makes our hearts sing. We're so honored that you said yes to your purpose and to us. Thank you both.
Thank you.
What a great show. I want to thank both Jacob, Olivia, and Benny. Of course, and Daniel is also in the background monitoring this to make sure that my hair doesn't do crazy. No, I'm only kidding. He doesn't watch my hair. But mostly I want to thank all of you. You're the best listening audience on the planet. You have been for me for 20 years, and now you get to share your amazement with both Pam and David and all of the TTR family. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the Sal on I-5 northbound near the collector distributor on the on-ramp to the I-90. A recent collision partially blocking that ramp. Good thing those state patrol has arrived on the scene and they are taking care of those motorists in collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Radical change with ease. On the edge of influence. Stay tuned. NBC
News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Americans are piling up record debt. Figures from New York's Federal Reserve show consumer debt topped $15 trillion in 2021. A surge in home mortgages, along with auto loans and credit card debt, helped fuel the record trillion-dollar jump from the previous year. Gas prices are the highest in 8 years. Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy predicts that prices will continue to soar.
By Memorial Day, Americans are going to have to dig deeper, with potentially an average of $4 a gallon hitting us, maybe even as early as late April or May.
AAA's station survey finds the current national average price for regular at $3.45 a gallon. At least four Minnesota schools are staging a walkout over the police killing of a black man. Students in Minneapolis and St. Paul are protesting last week's police shooting of Amir Locke, the 22-year-old killed during a raid on an apartment. The teen activists are calling for police accountability and a ban on no-knock warrants. After a passenger made a threatening statement to a flight crew member, a plane flying from North Carolina to Los Angeles was diverted overnight to New Mexico. American Airlines told CNN the aircraft was met by local law enforcement in Albuquerque while passengers deplaned and later departed for L.A. The airline spokesperson said the FBI has taken over the case. The FBI has arrested a January 6th rioter who was out on bail for attempted first-degree murder. In addition to the older murder charge, Matthew Bedingfield faces new charges of assaulting police officers and carrying a dangerous weapon on Capitol grounds. The murder charge involves a case from late 2019 when a 17-year-old was shot and killed in a Walmart parking lot. The indoor mask mandate for vaccinated people in California will be lifted next week, but not everywhere indoors. Dina Kodiak has the latest.
Officials say the mandate will expire next week as COVID cases continue to decline in the state. The mask requirement will, though, remain in effect for now in California schools, but the state is working on updating the policy. Counties and cities can also continue to enforce a local mask mandate if there is already one in place.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, DonyCo Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, DonyCo Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team DonyCo and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. DonyCo Pet Clinic. Log into DonyCo.org. That's D-O-N-E.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers. High temperatures around 49, 50 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with the light rain hanging around. Low temperatures dropping down about 42. For Wednesday and the rest of the week, partly to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures in the low 50s and mostly cloudy skies in the evenings. Low temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to challenge conventional beliefs about what's possible in creating health, wealth, and happiness. You are listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. This hit show is providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. It is time to open and expand your awareness, accelerate your well-being as Megan shares wisdom, teachings, and experience from a lifelong journey of the heart. Enact the power of radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective. Now, here's Playing on the Edge Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease. And I'm Megan Edge, and I'm here with my wonderful co-star, Pat. Pat, let's start off on the edge of influence with a story.
Do it. I love it.
Okay. I'm going to share a story from when I was a little kid, just so that our audience can get a sense of who I am, in case they don't already know after all of these episodes we've done. So when I was probably about 5 years old, I lived in a city called Vancouver here on the west coast of Canada, and we had a neighbor who loved her roses. She had so many beautiful roses in her garden, and she also loved to give candy to the kids. If we were really polite and well presented and showed up on her doorstep once a week or so, she would give us usually Wrigley's gum or something like that, which we thought was just wonderful. Well, I decided that we should give something back for her generosity. And knowing how much she loved roses, and somehow at 5 years old, knowing that aphids are not good for roses, I managed to influence my little group of friends. We went through her garden. We picked all the aphids off of her rose bushes, put them on ourselves.
Oh, my God.
And then we went up to her door and rang the doorbell. And I can still remember her face. She was a very proper woman. And she was an older woman by our standards and our parents' standards.
Mm-hmm.
The look on her face at this ragtag group of barefoot kids, probably not wearing shirts either. We were, you know, it's back in the 70s, early 70s, covered in aphids. I said to her, Mrs. Faulkner, taking all the aphids off of your rose bushes. She said, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. And she herded us all over to the side of the house where the hose was and got her hose and hosed all of the aphids off of us. And then being that we had done this generous thing for her, we did get our stick of Wrigley's gum, and she asked us to never do it again. So even at that early age, there was some influencing that was happening.
There's no question about it. And, yeah. You know, that's why I love what we're talking about today. You know, people often point to the generation or the time we're living in now and say what is the language? And say, oh, my gosh, we have the possibility of being influenced in so many different ways by so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I put that in a little ratio scale. So here's what I put that, the scale that I put it in. Now, does that mean that the degree by which you're influenced to make choices in life changes? But if you put it in a scale, the complexity of where we live now requires us to have information. The complexity of 100 years ago was so localized in how people live their lives, right? If you think about it, you know, if you're living your life 100 years ago, your number one priority is not what's going on in the Olympics.
No. Probably not.
No, unless you're Canada, because I think the Canadians are pretty much cleaning up. Just some great athletes this year from you all.
Mm.
But all of us have been influenced, even at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the game changers, though, for you when you look back, if we're going to talk about this? Well, what is an influencer? And how do we, yes, it's a contemporary term, but wait a minute. This has been going on for a long time, right? Talk about that.
Yeah, I would say it's been going on ever since we started forming communities. In any group of people, you're going to have different kinds of personalities, and some of those personalities are going to be bigger. They're going to probably gravitate more to leadership positions. And some of those people in the group are going to lean more towards following the leader and allowing themselves to be influenced by that leader if they trust that leader. Or we've seen in other cases where the leader takes control, and that's a whole different kind of influencing. And the reason that we're talking about this right now is because there are just so many things that influence us throughout our day. And much of the time we're not really aware or connected to what is influencing our behavior, from being a little child all the way up to when we take our last breath. And it isn't that it's necessarily a bad thing to be influenced, but you know, it was interesting when I was doing the research for this show and looking at that phrase, under the influence, and how in our culture that's considered to be a bit of a negative thing, like you have a weakness that you allowed yourself to be under the influence. It's also used in court cases as a way to excuse someone's behavior. You know, they didn't know what they were thinking or what they were doing because they were under the influence of a drug or an alcohol or a person. So it really becomes this very complex and fascinating topic to discuss and to become clearer on what we allow to influence us and make choices based around that, which is what we're going to be talking about throughout the program as well.
But don't you think, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. We talk a lot about the influence of social media, television, radio, well, not, you know, movies, but we have always had influencers in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a difference, though, between what we call an influencer in our culture,
right,
with a capital I,
exactly,
and people who have influenced us in our lifetime. So I shared on social media this morning on Facebook the story about my professor in geology when I was doing my geology studies at Dalhousie in university.
and how influential he was in the way in which he approached science and encouraged us to ask questions and not make assumptions that we knew or that science even knows what is right or wrong. And that opens up room for exploration. And his attitude had such a profound impact on me, coming not from a science background, but from an arts background. But that's quite different than, say, Joe Rogan, you know, or a YouTuber that my daughters absolutely love and influences the music they listen to and the clothes they wear and the mannerisms that they take on. In our culture now, an influencer is a title given to someone who fits a certain criteria and is usually brought on board in either a corporation or a company or a business to represent something of that business or that corporation, mm-hmm. how they make their money, you know, or in politics. Politicians can also be influencers as well. So it's a whole new ballgame in a way that I don't think we have had a conscious connection to in the past.
Yeah.
You know, a king or queen could be an influencer, but they never would have called themselves that.
Exactly. And, you know, people with authority. So there is a real distinction here that we should look at. And that is, there are people that have authority and or power over.
Mm-hmm.
Put them there. That's a certain type of influencer. Mm-hmm. Then there are people here that only have power over if you let them.
Right.
Right? Because you're choosing to become a follower, or you're choosing. And these are different worlds, but it doesn't mean they don't have the same impact. Right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. When we were talking before the show about, or when we were doing our work before the show, and we were looking at what are the influences in our daily lives that we are aware of?
Mm-hmm.
How are we making our choices under the influence of, you know, be it a place where we don't have any control or any power and the influence becomes manipulation,
mm-hmm.
or places where we can say, yes, I really like the message that person has. I want to be in their Telegram group, or I want to be on their Facebook page or something like that. And it is distinctive. And then there's overlap.
Yeah.
You know, we can love the person who controls us, and we mm-hmm. can allow ourselves to be influenced by them, and we can believe we have choice in that.
Yeah. I remember a survey that came out. I don't know what year it was, but it was fascinating to me. And I think it was from a marketing company that was thinking about creating a way to do this. This has never come to be.
Mm.
But they had to ask the survey and asked a number of series of questions that really led to this. How much would you pay if your general television channels, right? Now there's cable, but even cable now, if the channels, how much would you pay if your channels, let's say your favorites, didn't have ads and commercials? How much would you be willing to pay?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, you know, even then the numbers were shocking. If you were to ask people now, you may or may not get a different answer. But people don't even want to watch live television because they can't fast forward through it. And these are influencers, whoever those are, influencers that we subconsciously or consciously are plugged into.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're interested in something that they come with. And that has been a dog for a lot of people for mm-hmm. a lot of time. And it is such an important level, Megan, because I want to ask you this question. We're absorbing things from influencers. What's the impact of that?
Well, it can on occasion be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say that there's an influencer who works with essential oils or with plant medicines, and they've done the science, they've done the research, they have that background, and they're telling us that if we take this particular thing, it could be really good for us.
Yeah.
And we like what that sounds like, and we do our research. We go, yeah, sure, that's great. I'll follow that person. I like what they say and what they're sharing with us. And then there's a different kind of influence that isn't necessarily so good that we have to really question and start looking at the nuances of, and that's when we start moving into, what is the media really doing with influencing us, you know, and where is that money coming from? You know, I think it's really interesting. I'm going to put this in here, that most of the major news media outlets in the U.S., Pfizer is one of their big sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
We know that Pfizer is big pharma. So if you're a journalist working for CNN and Pfizer is one of your biggest sponsors, your reporting on anything that has to do with the pharmaceutical company is going to be pretty biased, and you're probably going to be told it has to be biased towards a positive viewing of the company that is your major sponsor.
Or you're going to be warned not to make sure you don't say anything negative.
Exactly.
Because we know what happened to Oprah like a bunch of years back, right?
Yes. So that kind of influence becomes, in my mind, it becomes suspicious. I become suspicious when I see that, because I know that the information I'm going to be receiving is going to be of a particular way. And it's not a way that I know personally lands for me.
I know. Well, we're going to take a short break. We can come back. You're going to take us on a journey with why are we so influenced by influencers? And then I'm going to share a little story from my childhood that got me punished for a month.
Ooh.
Let's take it.
Uh-oh.
Actually, there are a couple, but there's one that I'm thinking about for sure. Let's take a short break, everybody. Think about this question. Why are we so influenced by influencers? Why? Megan's going to take that on. She's got some great knowledge, information, articles to share. And when we come back, I'm going to share a little story on how easily this happens, even at a very young age. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experiences. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Welcome Welcome back, everyone. You're listening. This is great. The Megan is, I'm turning this segment over to Megan. You know, this is, she and I do these calls, and boy, do we get fired up on them. And I think we're just, we're demonstrating some good restraint during this show. this is Playing on the Edge Radio. This is Megan Edge's show. This is Radical Change with Ease. Today, Megan is taking on the Edge of Influence, and I get to join her. But before we go in to talk about, you're going to take us on a journey, a research journey of why we're so influenced. Before we do that, let's take a moment and tell people about you, what you're putting together, and how they can connect with you on everything, including essential oils.
Including essential oils, yes, indeed.
How do I throw that in?
I can influence you on. You can certainly find me on my Facebook.
Don't think
page.
For 1 minute. I just got to say this to everybody listening. I know what you're thinking right now because I just got a hit. Megan did too. We know we're influencers, mm-hmm. right? We know that. And you remind us when we say a few things that just doesn't sit well with you. See, that's part of being an influencer too. You got to be able to take the feedback from the people you care about too. Go ahead, Megan. Sorry.
You started it. Where did we get to? Oh, yes. You can find me on Facebook at Megan Edge Healing or Megan Edge. It's a great place to connect with me. I'm also on Telegram now. You can find me there. I have a YouTube channel with over, 300 different videos to teach you all kinds of different and amazing things, including every single episode that we've ever done of Playing on the Edge Radio. This is 53, I think, now that we've been doing these.
We've done some great shows. We need to put together, okay, so I'm not going to say who should do this, but he's very close to you. We should put together a best of reel. Like
that'd
a two-hour best of reel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Also on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. It's interesting when you talk about us being influencers. There's a certain level of responsibility that I take very personally, and I take it very seriously. It's one of the reasons why if I'm going to share something that could influence someone to make choices in their lives, and of course, I am a firm believer in free will. So even if I put something out there, it's your choice to engage or not engage. And it doesn't matter to me whether you do or you don't. If I like the information, I want to share it. But I also want to make sure that I can be responsible for the content of that information, which is why I do all the research that I do. You know, anything that I share on Telegram or on Facebook or LinkedIn, I've either read the entire thing, including all those medical studies. I do sit down and I read them, or I've watched the entire thing. Because I don't want to get sideswiped by somebody saying, oh, but did you see this word that debunks the whole thing, or, you know, whatever it is. There is a responsibility if one has the personality to lead others. And I think when we start looking at the way in which we are influenced on a daily basis, often without even realizing it, something like mm-hmm. in the course of an average day, you're exposed to 5,000 or more images that are intended specifically to influence you, to buy something or to click on something or to believe something. 5,000 in a day. No wonder we're all so exhausted. You know, no wonder people in the profession, especially natural medicine, are saying things like, step away from your device. Get off TikTok. It's not good for your brain to be constantly bombarded with all of this information. And it makes it more challenging to discern what is a positive influence and what might be a negative influence, and to even be aware of it. So what I was looking at in our research was the psychology of influence. And how is it that we are generally so easily influenced or influenceable? Is that a word?
Maybe yeah, that's
know.
A good one. I like
a good
we'll
one.
Make it. Let's just make it up.
Influenceable by so many different things around us. And it's the people around us. And it's our past. It's our history. It's our family history. It's our religion. It's the books we read. And it's all of that stuff that's coming at us through all of our devices. Is it all bad? No. If you can stand for something, what's that quote? Hang on, I found it just before the show, that famous quote. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. I've had experiences where I've been influenced and just felt so awful afterwards once I realized that I'd allowed myself
to be influenced to make a decision, which I wished in retrospect I hadn't made. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, it is.
To feel bamboozled, to feel like someone worked you over and you were influenced by that person to make a decision that really wasn't a great decision to make. You know, it doesn't feel good at all.
Not at all, no. And I think every one of us have experienced that at some level.
Yeah. Well, you were going to tell us your story from when you were a kid.
This is an example because it's a little naive and it's short. I grew up, you know, television popped out and there you go. You got your version of television. If you got your version of television, first of all, it basically was all white people. So let me just get that on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you were influenced by that in a lot of ways. But I loved the Three Stooges. Now, by the time I got plugged into them, right, why did I love them? It was okay to love them until I started to act like the one that hits everybody.
Oh.
But here you are. You see, here it is. This is what they're doing. This is what millions of kids were watching, right? And I wasn't alone. The phenomenon of that show and child behavior that had to be disciplined. I had a friend that did an article on it. Actually, it was part of his case studies. But you start to do it. You start to smack your sisters. Or you start to, there was one thing where I just hit them with some kind of spoon or something. But in fun. So you're being influenced that striking out at other people is laughable.
Yes.
Hello. Okay, I don't do that anymore because I'll tell you, I had a mama and she was not going to hear that. But that's a short example of a small, small incident. Now magnify that to the world we're in today.
Yes.
That's like not even talking about video games. But there's a science that you've researched. Tell us about that because you can't blame me as a kid for doing that because if you look at the research, it will tell you why, right?
But just before I jump into that, I was already thinking, oh, video games. We didn't talk about the influence of video games.
That's another show.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole other show. And the psychology of the violence. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a whole other show. Talk about influence. As a factor of our evolution in creating community, we have to allow influence to flourish in one way or another. If I'm the first person in a community to try something new, maybe I'm the first person to take a fire that's burning in the forest and take a branch and bring it over to our village and set a little thing on fire on purpose, and I demonstrate that I can cook something over it. If I can't influence people around me to also see the benefit of this, then we don't evolve. And when we look at our evolution, it's really quite fascinating to see these moments of intellectual leaping that we have done as a species, as a tool-using species. And we can see it in the grave goods. We can see it in the archaeology. We can see it in the paleontology. We can see it even just in our bone structure. Somebody in the group had to come up with a new idea, a new way of doing something. And then in order for that to be taken on by the group and disseminated and kind of go viral in a term that we understand, they had to be able to influence other people. Right? And so when we look at what influences us, I think it's important to understand from the psychological point of view that it's okay to allow ourselves to be influenced, to learn new things, to try new things in order to evolve our brains, to evolve our way of thinking, to change our ideas. I think that's okay. That is an okay kind of an influence. And at the same time, we want to understand the psychological damage that can happen to us if we are influenced in a negative way. You know, and your example of the Three Stooges is kind of cute because you're a kid and all that. But let's say that you're in an abusive relationship and the mother is being abused by the father and the child sees this and learns that that's how you treat your spouse and internalizes that influence and then decides that when they become an adult, that's appropriate.
Yeah. And let's just comment. There's research that demonstrates this. There are research studies that will point to that point. You know, many I've studied, many you've studied, there's actually behavioral analysis that is done to demonstrate that vicarious learning is one of the quickest ways to learn something. Vicarious means you do it, I watch you. That's how I'm learning.
Yeah. It's called invisible influence. There was a really great article that I found in the Behavioral Scientist, behavioralscientist.org, and it's called Invisible Influence, How Other People Think For You and Why That's Okay. So the author, he's an author of the book. Let me just pull this up and see where he is here. It was really interesting. He's talking about this idea that influence isn't necessarily a negative thing because of the psychology that we've just shared about. Jonah Berger, Invisible Influence, The Hidden Forces That Shape Behavior. And why I find it so fascinating is because from my place of curiosity, I love to understand how things happen. And where I have some perhaps trauma around some negative influencing and decisions that I made based on that, you know, questioning life choices, I want to understand why was it so easy for me to be influenced by that individual, by what they were saying or what they were offering or how they know to influence, right? Because you can study this. If you're at all curious, look up influence in advertising.
Oh.
And it's phenomenal what we already know about the human psychology and how easy, like actually terrifyingly easy it is to influence someone's decisions and behaviors.
Because of the business that I'm in, I know a lot about it. I know a lot about pop-up ads. I know a lot. And I even found myself today in the middle of my little game that I play on my phone, right? I allow myself 10 minutes a day to play solitaire.
Yeah,
now, that says a lot about my personality, right? But even with that, and even though I know that I'm going to get a pop-up every time I click on something, even knowing that, I still looked at the ad.
Yeah, of course.
See, that's how it works, right?
Yes.
And then they track what you're clicking on, so they keep sending you more things.
And that ad, if it's a good ad, that made you go, oh, I'm curious, what is that? And you click on it, there's an enormous amount of work that's gone into making that clickbaitable. The colors that are being used, the position of various symbols and words on the page, all of it is deeply, deeply researched because these people, this is their business, is they want you to buy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's two sides that we can look at this from. There's the evolutionary, isn't that interesting, that I want to share something that I've learned in order to benefit somebody else. And then there's the, I want to make money. How can I influence and manipulate the person to give me their money?
Yeah. And that's part of the research you've done, because once upon a time, the choices we had were a little bit simpler. I mean, even the landscape of television was, once upon a time, the reason that so many of us got involved in changing the history and the landscape of political decisions was because it was a primary focus. You know, there wasn't 59 million channels.
Mm-hmm.
There were 11, and maybe not even. And one of them had to do with the news, and they covered everything in detail, right?
Yeah.
Now, the news or getting involved in political decisions, that is not going to be on the list of perhaps somebody that's in their 20s. That's not going to be, you know, am I going to watch that or am I going to watch my favorite series?
Yeah. Well, and we were talking about this when we were planning this show, looking at what does television do when you leave the room during the commercial break? The sound goes up. They've been doing that for a long time. That started, I think, back in the 80s. I remember realizing, wait, I can still hear the commercial and I'm in the kitchen. I didn't turn up the volume. Right? So this is where I want us to start moving into is helping people to understand what the influences are. Like, let's get aware. Let's open up our awareness to what it is that's happening around us so that we can be in more of a position of empowerment, if that's what a person wants. Now, because I do know that there are a lot of people who would probably say to me, I can't be bothered. Like, there's so much that I have to do. And so what? Somebody puts a Coca-Cola can in the movie and I went and got a Coke afterwards. That's fine. I don't mind, you know. Or I was talking about drapes and now everything in my Facebook news feed is all about buying drapes. I'm okay with that. And I honor that. I respect that. That's fine. It is fine. But for some of us who don't like that feeling of realizing, ooh, I just went and got myself a Coke. I don't actually drink Coke, but let's say something else. I don't know, some tea or something, you know. And I wasn't there, but that's what I was doing. Yeah.
But, you know, it's subliminal, and those of us that understand advertising know that it's done on purpose. Well, I want to take a short break. When we come back, there's a part of this that you just pinpointed it, right? Even in a very conscious and subconscious way. What you said is, I don't mind if that pops up and then I go have the drink. Why would you do that? Because one, what must you have in that particular influencer? What must you believe about them? And yep, it's a really cool word. It's one of my favorites. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Megan Edge, and we're going to talk about that thing that will accelerate the action you take. Take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Okay, we're going to roll. And I think, Megan, we're not going to take another break here. The word that I was referencing beforehand was trust. And I was talking with you during a break that, you know, whether I see a can or something on TV or anywhere else, and I just say, oh, I think I'm going to have one of those. What's in the middle of that is the fact that I trust that particular influencer, so I don't even have to think about whether I'm going to drink that or eat that, right? But talk Absolutely. About trust from your perspective and what you've discovered along the way, especially in some of this research.
And you remember, we did a show on the edge of trust. So I'll
yes,
have to find
we
that
did.
One again and repost it, because that was a really good one.
It's a good one.
Looking at how trust is something that someone has to earn from us through our experiences, right? So, and by that I mean trust is a choice. I choose to trust or I choose not to trust based on my filters, my experience, my beliefs, all of those things come into play. So I'll be totally blunt, and anyone who knows me knows this is true. I don't trust big pharmaceutical companies. They don't have a good track record. They are not trustworthy. Billions of dollars in lawsuits. They've made some really horrific mistakes. So why would I trust them? So if I see something that's related to them, I'm going to have some questions around it. I'm just going to wonder about it, you know? But if I do trust, I have a dear friend who also loves research. And if she tells me something, I'm not necessarily going to go and do all the same research that she just did, because I trust her ability to do good research. And so I'm going to take what she says at face value, because I trust her. And that's what the advertisers are looking for, and that's what the influencers are looking for. They're looking for a way to build trust with their audience on their expertise or on the things that they are sharing. And it doesn't take much in this fast-paced world of ours to lose trust very quickly
right.
and to lose everything. And we've seen it happen over and over and over again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's why you see so many people fighting for what they believe, even if it's at the expense of so much. I mean, you've heard me talk about Scarlett Johansson before
mm-hmm.
and what backlash she took. I think she took the backlash until she won the Critics' Choice Award
mm-hmm.
For the role. But the backlash she took from big companies and her suing Disney, right?
Yeah.
For a violation of something. And as a result of that, here's what's happening now. She came out, she did that. Now you're seeing in the contracts and even in the language of producers and directors.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at something for the second part of Dune.
Mm-hmm.
And the director and some of the actors were already very clear. We will do this if we have a 45-day... Right? So her one decision influenced
mm-hmm.
the entire industry.
Yeah. That's how powerful it is.
Yeah.
And I think there's a real difference in terms of influencing when it is a conscious influence and when it is an unconscious influence.
Yeah. Tell us mm-hmm. the difference from your perspective. Give us a hit of that.
So an unconscious influence is one where you are unaware that your decision-making process has been influenced by something in your environment. You don't question it. You don't think about it. It's not anything that you are necessarily aware of. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, again, it can be a positive experience. And not everybody has enough hours in the day necessarily to look minutely at every single decision that they make and whether or not it's been influenced by somebody else. But conscious influence is when I say, I like what that person is saying. I allow myself to be exposed to their information or their ideas or their beliefs or their product. There's a trust, there's like a conscious trust that gets developed between me and them. And it has nothing to do with them. Like if we go back to trust, that whole trust is about what I feel comfortable with. And what I appreciate about a conscious understanding of how I'm being influenced is that then I at least feel, and it may be an illusion, but I feel like I do have some control over the choices that I'm making. It's an empowerment thing, you know. One of the things that we were looking at, that I was looking at, is ways in which we can become more conscious or conscientious about what is influencing us and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. And there are a couple of different, I've got a list here of things that make sense about how to become more aware. So I'll share that with everybody now. The first one is one of my favorites. I talked about this a lot. Take responsibility. Take responsibility for yourself. If you're the sort of person who spends a lot of time asking every single person around you what you should and should not do, take a breath and start focusing on trusting yourself. And this one actually ties into the last thing on the list, which is to check in with your intuition. Learn to trust your intuition, right? So taking responsibility is also being able to say, wow, I was influenced. You know, being able to see the places in your life where you have had negative or positive influences. And then if there's something that needs to change about that, then making that change. That's about taking responsibility. Another really good one is let go of embarrassment. And I think we could probably do a whole show on the edge of embarrassment. Yeah. The way that a person's sense of self-confidence or self-worth is manipulated by others in order to create a sense of embarrassment. And embarrassment is powerful. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. It's embarrassing if I put something up on Facebook and somebody points out that there's a spelling mistake in it or that I didn't read it all the way through and actually the person says something completely different that isn't in alignment with what I like to share. That's embarrassing and it feels really awful. But what the psychology says is let go of that, the connection that you might have to embarrassment. And it's a bit like developing a thicker skin, water off a duck's back. You know, okay, so we all make mistakes. Is it the end of the world? Probably not. Is someone going to die? Probably not. Someone's going to die anyways, but they're going to die from something completely different. It has nothing to do with the mistake that you may or may not have made. So letting go of that embarrassment. And, you know, these are not simple, like I'll just tick these off. These require work to do them. Stop comparing.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's a huge one.
That's a killer. That right there. Oh, boy. That is really...
Yeah.
If we were to talk about social media as an influencer, we would not be talking about social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
We would be talking about the issues of self-esteem and comparison that result of being engaged, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that comparison can take lives.
It has. It certainly has.
Yeah. If a person gets so caught up in comparing themselves to somebody else and believing that that other person is so much better than they are and internalizing that, that can lead to suicide. I mean, this isn't light and fluffy. But the way to stop comparing yourself to someone else is to really know who you are and to learn to value your contribution to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all tied. These are all tied into each other because the next one is increase self-esteem and self-worth. Easy to say, not always easy to do. But even with the intention of today, I'm going to have self-confidence and stand tall and walk through the day can make a difference energetically in your body to that feeling of self-esteem and self-worth. The other really important one is setting boundaries. Right? Saying no. I would be better off financially right now. I'll share this. If I had a really strong no to a situation I found myself in to the tune of $12,000 a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because although I said no, he was very good at pulling me back to a yes. And I allowed the influence, but also he was really good at that because he was a salesman. And that's what salesmen are really, really good at. That's a whole other area of psychology and influence. And
that's on the edge of, that's what you're talking about is the influence of money. That's the whole show.
Yeah, it's the influence of money and it's the influence. But for me at the time, it was that he was so excited about my work.
Yeah.
And I got caught up in him being so excited about my work.
Yeah.
And thinking that, good, then my work will go out farther and more people will see it and I can have a positive impact. Because that's important. That to me, that feels like one of my life's purposes is to help other people. So he spoke all the right words and he had all the right language, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And those boundaries. I mean, each time something like that happens, there's an opportunity for me to say, okay, how could I have done that differently? Move away from the embarrassment.
I can't believe
I let myself get talked into it. You know, check in with self-esteem. And practice the no for the next time.
I did a whole show or parts of a whole show not too long ago based on one of the strongest mentors I've ever had, Mary Louise Smith, because you couldn't walk in her room. Like the minute you walk in a room, even if you got ready to ask her what you wanted for lunch, she would stop, put the cigarette down, beautiful lips and nails, and say, what part of the problem are you? I hated it, and boy, it stuck so with me. She wasn't saying I'm to blame.
Yes, that's right. But then that's
what
responsibility.
What you shared is the same thing.
Yeah.
Is you're saying, well, what part of me am I now more aware of?
Exactly.
For the next time.
Right, right. And the really important part, the next one on the list, is to remind yourself whose life this is. Who are you making decisions for? Right? If I decide that I'm going to stay out extra late because my friends are hooting and hollering and saying, come on, have another drink. It's really great. We're just going to stay out really late. And the next morning I feel awful and I miss my appointment or you know, whatever. This is not a thing that happens these days, but certainly in my youth it did. that's me allowing my life to be influenced by someone else's idea when what I really wanted to do was just go home, right? So whose life is it? If you feel you're under pressure by somebody, there's a whole other show called The Edge of Pressure, take a moment and remind yourself, this is my life. And the only person at the end of the day who I have to be accountable to is me. So what am I going to do with that?
I want to comment on this because I don't want people to think that you and I believe that making those decisions is easy. When you stand in your power, in your strength, in your boundary delineation, it takes more than courage. It's introspective.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be willing to break a pattern, perhaps, of something that you've done before. Maybe it's enabling. Whatever that is, we're sharing that you can do it. That it is your inner power. It is your superhero genius.
Yeah.
But to get from where you are today to that place, you may have to call Megan.
we can do some work.
but the point is we have the ability to do it. Does it mean we're not going to ruffle people's feathers around us? No. You know, does it mean that, you know, my brother won't, what is it, unfriend me again or whatever he does? Whatever it means, we understand the responsibility of the decision, but we also understand the point of freedom it gives us, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the more you practice making decisions for yourself on your own with your own knowledge and information and intuition and wisdom, the easier it becomes. One of the things that I think it's really important that we mention is about the group psychology, the group think. You know, we were speaking last time about mass hypnosis, and that was a play on words of mass hypnosis. The need to belong is incredibly powerful. And again, advertisers know that and influencers know that. There's if you're part of the group, even though you're an individual and you're doing it your own way, but you're also part of a group, that has a tremendous impact and influence on your decision making. Because if what you're going to decide might be contrary to the group, like your group of friends, for example, there's going to be consequences to that. And we all know what that feels like. You make a decision or you take a stand and the group doesn't agree. Well, now you're the lone wolf.
Yeah.
You're out on your own. And that's not a comfortable place often for
us
to be.
It's not. You know, I don't know about you, but we could do a whole show on decisions we've made that went against the grain. I had to do a paper once for one of the Toastmaster things. I had to do a short talk. And I decided to talk about high heels because that's what was on my mind at the time.
Okay.
And the unwritten rule for women. And it was interesting. I found the history. I found that they weren't designed for women to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the history. But we are so influenced by fashion or influenced by what you should wear or not wear.
Mm-hmm.
That women will put on uncomfortable things on their feet for 12-hour days. And I think I had a moment of that in my corporate job.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's fashionable to put on sneakers.
Right.
But there might be a price that people pay for making a decision.
Yep.
And not to follow an influencer.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, as we're saying,
as you move through your day, you're making thousands of decisions, small and large, as you move through that day, and you're not going to be consciously aware of every single one of them or for the reasons why you are making them. If you were to practice, however, becoming more aware of some of the larger decisions that you're making in your life and why you're making them, you may find it to be a more empowering experience to be able to say, I decided, and then own the outcome. And one of the things I teach people is that, at least in my belief system, you don't have to agree with me, that's totally fine, there are no wrong decisions. You make a choice based on all the information that you have to make that choice, and then there is the experience of the choice that you have made. And that can be a very liberating belief. I've seen it be liberating for a lot of people, especially if they're carrying around a lot of trauma around decisions that they've made in the past or decisions that were made for them in the past or even in the present moment. It somehow takes the pressure off if we can say, okay, I made a decision. I made a decision to give that guy $12,000 US, wish I hadn't. But I have. So what then was my experience of that? You know, I guess it's a little bit like, what's the silver lining or what's the lesson? It's that kind of a way of thinking.
Well, Megan, let's just do, without going into a lot of detail about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an influence going on right now by a group of people that I didn't really pay much attention to initially, but mm-hmm. now I'm learning more about their story and their journey. And it's interesting because I come from a trucking family. You know, we, Teamster, union member, my gosh, if you were in my family growing up, like your first job, and you didn't have a union card, OMG, you would think the end of the world. But I wasn't paying attention. And then my history and influence from my family around that
mm-hmm.
made me interested.
Mm.
And I'm watching now the way that this particular issue is being given to us
mm-hmm.
in peaceful demonstration way.
Mm-hmm.
And now people want to say, what exactly is going, you see, I don't know if I will get up and go on the streets with people,
mm-hmm.
but they've got my attention.
Right.
And that is the lost art of political influence that doesn't come from one of five television channels. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And we're talking about the truck convoy that was started in Canada a few weeks ago, has taken up steam and momentum from all different directions, the four directions, in fact. Canadian truckers and farmers have collected themselves in Ottawa, which is our capital city, and then people are coming in as well from the U.S., and other countries are now starting to do this. And their entire intention was to show up peacefully in an organized presence to have their voice heard over some of these mandates that at this point, quite frankly, are becoming abusive.
Well, they don't make sense to these people.
They don't.
And they weren't getting anybody's attention to listen to what they had to say.
Yeah.
See, this isn't even about the issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the state of invisibility.
Right. And they're making themselves seen and heard, and that influences other people who may have been feeling like they didn't have a voice either to come out in incredible numbers along the highways in Canada to cheer these people on because they represent something that is meaningful to them.
Exactly.
This I would consider a positive influence. And if it is something that can continue in a peaceful way and they can continue to stand their ground together, this could be a game changer.
Yeah.
Globally.
And again, I'm not, Megan, you and I are not here in this final moment of the show to give our opinions on what we believe. My point is that this is a group of people that decided to make and have an influence on the ability to be heard, and mm-hmm. they were not being heard. And so they took the only way they could to help all of us.
Yeah.
Just raise our heads up from our crazy desks and all the things we're doing to just say, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Megan, thank you for a great show.
You've been listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network, providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. If you've missed any part...